Today is Thursday, November 28th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Or should I say, gobble, 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 stay off the throttle. No one's going to get that except for Mark and I, because, well, we were driving today, and so we're in Austin, in beautiful downtown Austin, at the Marriott, at the JW Marriott, and I'm recording, and I forgot my stupid thing for my microphone. So I've got all this equipment that I brought, like I've been doing since I went to London, and then I forgot the little thingamabob that holds the microphone on the stand, So I've got the stand, but I don't have the little thing that holds it on there. So I'm holding it in my hand like some reporter that's, you know, on a, what do they call it when a reporter is like on the scene? They're doing a shot in front of, it's like when there's a tornado and there's a reporter out holding their microphone. That's what I look like. But anyway, so if you hear like weird cord noises or like something like that, I'm doing the best I can to hold my hand completely still while I record. So we, work was so dead yesterday, and I did a few things, although I'm a little bit worried because me being like the tech lead or product, whatever I am, the head of my product, you know, we have people that use that product all over the world. And we have especially like one user who's always needing help in, I think she's in China or maybe Japan. I'm not really sure. Her name is Lizzie. I don't know. Should I give her social security number too? I don't know. But anyway, and so I've been like monitoring Slack all day on my phone just to make sure that nothing went wrong. But anyway, work was really fairly empty yesterday. And one of the managers had come by the day before and said, hey, you guys can leave. You know, you can probably wrap stuff up around noon or something like that. And my boss is in California and they get the day off. It's so weird how we do things. We don't. So California, and I've talked about this before, the California office, they have completely different HR rules than we do. So they have a different vacation policy. They have different holidays. Like all of this stuff is different. Their pay is different. All of this stuff is different. But my boss is in California. Half of my team is in California and half of my team is in Arkansas. So we, you know, do things differently. They get Thanksgiving off. We have to take a PTO day if we want Thanksgiving off. So it's kind of weird. But anyway, so one of the managers came around. He's like, okay, you guys can leave around noon. So I got a couple of things done in the morning and then left around 1 or 1:30, something like that. And Mark met me at home. And then we packed because I'm a procrastinator and I like to pack at the last minute. And I think we left around 3:30 or something like that, 3:30. And we had to take Sydney over to the boarding place. And that was I'm a little bit worried about her because this is the first time that she's been boarded without having Shane with her. So she's all by herself. I took her, I went in, you know, and she was shaking a little bit, but I went up to the counter and they asked me all these questions and we had been taking her with Shane, so it was under my parents' name, but I switched it over to my name and Mark's name. And they're like, oh, she doesn't have her Bordetella shot's going to expire on the 8th. And you know, it's coughing season, so you may want to go ahead and do that. And we have a different vet, but I decided to go ahead and do it anyway because she had a cough. It seems like she started coughing a little bit last time when we brought her back from boarding. It only lasted a few days, but she definitely was coughing. And that's also when she started having that eye thing. And we had to get antibiotics for that. So I don't know. I hope this boarding thing doesn't cause her to keep getting, you know, a cough and a eye tumor and like all this stuff. But anyway, we dropped her off and then we drove to Dallas. And that was pretty uneventful. We just watch Mark ties this rope. It's literally a rope between two vents, and we hang an iPad on this rope and put Jeopardy on there, and we're watching like a Jeopardy tournament while we're driving. And so anyway, we did that. Well, I want to listen to a voicemail really quick before the closing music. So let's listen to a voicemail real quick.
Hey, Adam, it's Moose. Get your ass in the gym. Forget this dieting crap. Just lift weights. Bye.
Hi, Moose. Now, I know that lifting weights is important, and I know that going to the gym is important, but I don't believe that you can just go to the gym and eat the way that I would normally eat if I wasn't dieting. In fact, I know this. There are not enough weights in the world for me to lift. If I don't change my diet, maybe I'll be muscular under all my fat. But I don't agree with you that lifting weights is the only thing that I need to do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I've read all this stuff on the internet that says, you know, you have to change your diet one way or the other to achieve your goals. So, I mean, you're a pretty muscular guy, Moose, but I know you have some dietary things that you do. I know you like monitor the amount of protein that you get and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like you also watch what you eat. But I don't know. I may be wrong. Anyway, thanks for the call. Here's another one.
Hey, Adam, it's Bacon. Just calling to say that if by chance I do win the drawing on December 22nd for calling into the little show, I'd like to donate the money to Mr. Frosty so maybe he can buy a new phone. That was a really bad connection. Okay, thanks. So does this mean I get two entries, or does this mean I don't have to call anymore? You know, I like to win. Winner, winner. Actually, I like to give. So whoever the winner is, I will match your $50 with a $50 bill.
Oh.
We just upped the ante.
Wow. That's so nice of you, Kathy. Well, you called twice. You know, I wasn't sure whether I was going to let it be multiple entries, but I think I've just made my decision because I want content, and multiple entries means people would call in multiple times, then I think I'm going to say that I want multiple calls. So if you do multiple calls, then you'll get multiple entries. I think that's the way it needs to be, because then I'll get more phone calls, so there's more bang for my buck. I mean, if I'm already paying money for people to give me content, then I think it's only fair, you know, that I should get more content out of it. So, yeah. So every time you call, you get one entry, and then I'm going to put them into a pot and or a hat or I don't know. I think actually, you know what? I think I need to put them into a Christmas stocking. So I'm going to put all of the entries into a Christmas stocking, and I'll even take a video of it, and I'll put it on YouTube or something. So I'll put a YouTube video or on Twitter or somewhere, who knows where, and I'll draw a name out of a stocking, and then whoever wins gets the $50 Amazon gift card. Plus, I guess if it's not Kathy, then you get another $50 bill as well. Now, we all know that Baron Frosty is like rolling in money, so I really don't think that he needs to win, but you know. Baron, I mean, if you call in a bunch of times, and you know, then you'll be deserving of winning. But I mean, maybe you should donate your winnings to a charity or something like that. Because, you know, I don't think you really need $50. I mean, let's be honest. That bakery, I mean, you're a millionaire, right? At least. All right, well, thanks for the call, Kathy. And yeah, so every call for a person, we'll get another entry, and then we'll somehow, I'll put photographic or video evidence of drawing it on the 22nd. So so yeah, that's how we're going to do it. But anyway, what else? So then we stayed at a hotel last night. We just stayed at La Quinta Inn in Dallas. As we were driving, so when we got to McKinney, I was like feeling all these like, I don't want to say nostalgia, because some of my memories are not very good about Dallas, but I was like thinking of, oh, I remember all these areas. You know, I wonder if this store is still there, or I wonder if this restaurant is still there, you know, as we're driving through. And I remembered this one story of like one time I was driving home to Dallas and I needed to pee really bad, and traffic when I got into like the McKinney area was like super bad. But I was going to downtown for some reason. I don't know. It may have been when I lived in downtown. I'm not sure. But anyway, and that's I believe, when I peed in the bottle. Because I could not, like, I was in between exits and traffic, like, came to a complete stop. and I had to pee so bad. Anyway, I had that memory. And then there was a church that we passed, and I remembered I was in a brass quintet, and we played at this church. And eventually, for whatever reason, this brass quintet, they replaced me with another trumpet player. And I think she was better than me. I wasn't practicing as much back in those days because I didn't have a church that I was playing at. So I went through a few years where I was doing more, you know, I don't know, other things. I was singing a lot, but I wasn't playing my trumpet a lot. So I lost, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, so to speak. So I didn't practice enough. And so there was this other girl who was doing a lot better job than me. And so it was so uncomfortable because I literally went to this thing and there was my brass quintet without me with this other person playing trumpet. And I didn't talk to any of them after that ever again. It was so awkward. But I remembered that as we were driving through Dallas. But anyway, so we stayed in a La Quinta, and then we got up this morning, did our normal watching Pioneer Woman, and got ready, and then we got on the road. And it was really stressful because I had not planned how long it was going to take to get to Austin, and we had a reservation for lunch. So the whole 3 hours to Austin, I was like, you know, stressing about whether or not we were going to make it in time for our reservation. But we did make it in time for our reservation, and I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show probably. But anyway, I'll go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me, and I don't remember the phone number now. It is 479. I'm hoping my website loads so I can look. 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.